The House will come to order. We're at that order of business, messages from the Senate.
Message 277, Mr. Speaker, the Senate did concur on House amendments to the bills listed below by the vote indicated. Senate file 2, appropriation for the legislature. Ayes 30, no 0. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 278, Mr. Speaker, Senate file 25, public records. The Senate adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 22, noes 8. Signed, Don Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 279. Mr. Speaker, Senate File 8, Ethanol Tax Credit. The Senate adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 28, noes 2. Signed, Don Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 280. Mr. Speaker, Senate File 27, Public Meetings. The Senate adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 30, no 0. Signed, Donna Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 281. Mr. Speaker, Senate File 107, Public Works Contracts. The Senate adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 28, noes 2. Signed, Donna Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 282. Mr. Speaker, Senate File 5, County-Based Commissioners, Removal of Appointed Board Members. The Senate adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed by the vote indicated. Ayes 30, no 0. Signed, Donna Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk.
We're at that order of business, reading and signing of enrolled acts. The reading clerk will read the enrolled acts.
Senate Enrolled Act number 55, being original, Senate File 38. An act relating to revision of inadvertent errors being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 55, being original, Senate File 38. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act number 56, being original, Senate File 65, an act relating to the Department of Agriculture, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 56, being original, Senate File 65. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act number 57, being original, Senate File 2, an act relating for appropriations for the legislature, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
About to sign Enrolled Act number 57, being original, Senate File 2. I have so signed. We're at that order of business of recognition of the Wyoming Legislative Intern Scholarship winners. Since 1994, a scholarship has been presented to a legislative intern, and for the past 18 years, 22 exceptional students from the University of Wyoming, Laramie County Community College, Western Wyoming Community College, and Eastern Wyoming Community College have benefited from over $6,000 in memorial contributions. The funds are currently administered by the University of Wyoming's Partnership for Civic Education at the American Heritage Center. The Wyoming Legislature sponsors this internship program, which allows the students who are enrolled at an institution of higher learning to obtain credit, along with a unique insight into the legislative institution and its vital responsibility in creating public policy. Conversely, the legislators benefit By having someone who can help them in areas of constituent mail, bill tracking or summaries, draft talking points, write news releases, newsletters, and similar services. During each legislative session, a deserving student is awarded the scholarship, and a recipient has been selected to receive the scholarship for the 61st budget session. Joining our scholarship recipients is Mrs. Lavonda Kopsa, who has served as the intern coordinator for the past 11 years, and prior to her service in that position, Ms. Kopsa worked for the Wyoming Legislature as House Session Staff. This year, the Legislative Selection Committee chose two outstanding students as recipients of the Wyoming Legislative Intern Scholarship. They are Elizabeth Kate Barlow of Gillette and Bill Warfel of Cheyenne. Kate is attending Sheridan College and will have an Associate of Sciences degree in the spring of 2013. And after graduation, she plans to work on her bachelor's degree in wildlife biology. Bill is attending Metro State College in Denver and will have a Bachelor of Art degree in the spring of 2012. And after graduation, he plans to work on a graduate degree in economics. Ms. Kopsa. Let's give him a hand.
Thank you, everyone. This has been an amazing experience, and you guys have all made it so enjoyable. I wish I could come back next year, but my teachers may get a little mad with missing 8 weeks instead of 4 weeks of school.
Well, thank you again. If I don't get in grad school, I'll just come back here next year. How about that?
Well, we're very glad to participate in the scholarship program for both the benefit of Wyoming students and the legislature. And I'd like all of you to go ahead and read the letter on your desk about making future contributions to our intern scholarship fund. Thank you very much. We are once again at that order of business, reading and signing of enrolled acts. The reading clerk will read the enrolled acts.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 58, being original Senate File 34, an act relating to the administration of government, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 58, being original Senate File 34. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 59, being original Senate File 85, an act relating to administrative procedure being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
That's signed Enrolled Act Number 59, being original Senate File 85. I have so signed. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I was out in the hallway congratulating the scholarship winner from my town. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, I move that the House recess until 2 p.m.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. Any announcements? The House will stand adjourned until 2 p.m.